Operation Peer Support News. Operation Peer Support is a program designed by the Blinded Veterans Association to assist blind and visually impaired veterans and their families with educational resources and adaptive sports in order to regain independence, social skills, and confidence through rehabilitation. Blinded Vets Hike Section of Appalachian Trail by Robbie Pounds on Friday, October 4, 2019. This article has three photos. Photo one is of Blind Appalachian Trail participants holding the BAT flag and American flag in front of a dam. Photo two is of Blind Appalachian Trail participants posing for a group shot. Photo three is of Blind Appalachian Trail participants hiking along the path. Stakoa. Blindness has afforded me the opportunity to experience the best parts of humanity, said Navy veteran and Blinded Veterans Association member Lonnie Bedwell. Fresh off day five of a 91-mile section of the Appalachian Trail, hikers and their support team enjoyed Graham County hospitality Saturday as they tucked into a spaghetti casserole at Stakoa Valley Cultural Arts Center before tent camping on the center's campus. "So many people are just so kind," said Bedwell. "People provide light in the darkness. It's so important to let people know that believing in us and providing us with this opportunity, it's huge. It doesn't just change our lives, but also our families' lives and the people in the community," end quote. The Blind Appalachian Trail team reached Stakoa after launching their section hike in Georgia on September 24th. A six-day hike is just one of many adventures for Bedwell, the first blind person to negotiate the entire Colorado River in a kayak solo. He also climbs mountains, snow skis, and builds houses. "I wouldn't have done any of these things if I hadn't lost my sight," said Bedwell. His next adventure will be climbing the highest peak in South America in January. Army veteran and BVA Sergeant-at-Arms Kenan Horn has an adventure of his own planned for January, serving on the Vision Research Panel in Washington, D.C. Horn said, "When you start to lose your vision, you can choose to sit on your butt or get up and find other things that challenge you." When Horn lost his sight, he didn't know any other blind guys, definitely no blinded veterans, he said. But 3 years ago, he found the BVA's Operation Peer Support and the Fellowship of Fellow Blinded Vets. "That personal connection is priceless," he said. Horn recently gained a new kind of connection with his first guide dog, a yellow lab golden retriever mix named Dervish. "I miss him like he's a newborn baby," said Horn, who describes having a guide dog as totally transformative. For Horn, the toughest part of working with the BVA is knowing that there are blinded veterans out there who have not yet been reached. "We have to wait for them to reach out, to ask for help, and that's hard," said Horn. Daniel Wallace, Army Vet and National Secretary of the BVA, wants every visually impaired person to realize that, quote, "there is a future without sight," end quote. Wallace explained that last year's hike was 75 miles, a distance that commemorated the 75th anniversary of D-Day. "These hikes have three main goals," he said. "We want to show the public what blinded vets are capable of, inspire fellow members, and help find newly blinded vets and let them know that there's something better," end quote. Of course, any group hiking the AT requires planning, logistics, and backup, and this is where Army veteran Dick Evans stepped in. "When I heard that blind vets needed help on the AT, I said, 'What do you need us to do?'" End quote. Evans, who lives in Tuskegee, helped with fundraising as well as organizing and stressed that Beth Fields, director of the Stakoa Center, and all of Graham County was extremely supportive. This year's hike concluded at Fontana Campground, a site chosen so that the hikers and their support team could celebrate in true military fashion with plenty of cold beers. Quote, "A lot of people in small towns don't get to see how they affect the outside world," said Horn, "but a lot of local people donated to support this hike, and every one of us is deeply appreciative. That's a beautiful thing." Blind Appalachian Trail maintains a Facebook page, and the Blinded Veterans Association may be reached at bva.org. OPS hosts Project Gemini in Birmingham, Alabama, by Kylie Fitzgerald. There are two photos with this article. Photo one is of Project Gemini participants engaged in fellowship at a restaurant. Photo 2 is of two Project Gemini participants posing at the top of a zip lining tower before taking the dive. Continuing the multi-year-long tradition, OPS hosted the U.S. portion of Project Gemini in Birmingham, Alabama, from October 13th to 19th, 2019. Project Gemini is an exchange program between the Blinded Veterans UK, BV UK, and the Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, that allows participants from both countries and South Africa to meet with individuals who have similar experiences across the pond. Participants share knowledge, insights, and friendship for a week while going on adventures and exploring the city it is hosted in. The exchange addresses similarities between the two countries when it comes to military eye trauma, traumatic brain injury, vision research, history, and vision rehabilitation programs. BVA and BV UK learn from each other the best ways to approach peer support, programs, and advocacy for all our blinded veterans all over the world. Sunday of the exchange, participants had a great dinner at Dave's Pizza, where they caught up with old and new friends and had a photo shoot at the iconic Sweet Home Alabama sign. Monday, they went to Balance Personal Training Studio in Homewood, a suburb of Birmingham, where Ranger Mike Meadows gave great tips to our blinded veterans about personal training. Their lunch was sponsored by Southern Veterinary Partners, SVP, where SVP CEO Jay Price presented a check to BVA OPS. They finished the day by touring the Callahan Eye Hospital at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. On Tuesday, they started their morning by going scuba diving and rock wall climbing in the pool at the Lakeshore Foundation. Lakeshore provides an opportunity for people with a physical disability to be healthy, active, and independent. After a morning of activity, they toured the Civil Rights Museum. Wednesday, they went to the Blind Rehabilitation Center at the Birmingham VA Medical Center, where they learned about different methods of rehabilitation that they perform at that VA. They then went to Red Mountain Park, where they participated in team-building activities, including a hike, high ropes course, and zip lining. Thursday, they toured the Southern Museum of Flight in Birmingham. Finally, on Saturday, they explored Alabama Industries for the Blind in Talladega, Alabama, a company that provides, quote, employment opportunities for legally blind and multi-disabled blind adults through the manufacture of products and performance service contracts, end quote. In the evenings, they enjoyed wonderful dinners throughout the city and caught up with both old and new friends. They look forward to continuing the tradition next year. Upcoming OPS events. OPS and Heroes New Hope Foundation organized deer hunting trip. Operation Peer Support will partner with the Heroes New Hope Foundation to organize an all-inclusive deer hunting trip for blinded veterans in November 2019. This event will host three members of the Blinded Veterans Association for a deer hunting trip, which includes travel, lodging, license fees, tags, and meals. All attendees will have a professional guide to assist them in all aspects of this event. Skiing, snowboarding with OPS, and steamboat adaptive recreational sports. In January 2020, Operation Peer Support will unite with Steamboat Adaptive Recreational Sports, STARS, in Colorado to give 10 participants, 8 members of the Blinded Veterans Association and 2 sighted guides, an opportunity to learn how to snow ski or snowboard. This event will take place in January 2020. The event consists of the following: all-inclusive flights, lodging, ground transportation, all lift tickets, ski guides, ski equipment, with the exception of clothing, meals, and any other necessary items. Paddling clinic with OPS and Team River Runner. In February 2020, Operation Peer Support will partner with Team River Runner Out of Sight Leadership and Paddling Clinic. This event will be held in Key Largo, Florida, to teach basic open water kayaking to 4 members of the Blinded Veterans Association and to develop TRR leadership skills to enable participants to reach out to more veterans.